When the polls close tomorrow, Maryland Republicans hope to have broken Democrats' veto-proof majority in the state Senate by flipping five seats, an effort Republican leaders have dubbed the Drive for Five. WYPR's Joel McCord reports on one of those efforts on the Lower Eastern Shore, where incumbent Senator Jim Mathias is locked in a tough race with first-term delegate Mary Beth Carosa.
Jim Mathias, the former mayor of Ocean City, is knocking on doors in Montego Bay, his old neighborhood.
I wanted to come by and talk to you, see what's on your mind, and I'd like to ask you for your continued support.
You got it. You don't have to ask.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Mathias is one of only two Democrats in the Eastern Shore's 12-member delegation. A few doors away, he runs into Vera Debuchanan, a recent transplant from Montgomery County, who is hunkered down in the garden by her driveway. She's a retired government worker, and Mathias, who recently qualified for his AARP card, says pensions and affordable prescription drugs are important to him.
I work hard to push down on the taxes to make sure that your affordance is right, but to make certain that you have the services here and the infrastructure needs that you have when you're going back and forth.
Not so fast, says his opponent, Mary Beth Carosa.
And if you look at his record, that he was part of that whole O'Malley administration. He supported those 8 years of bloated budgets. He supported those increased regulations and those increased taxes.
Carosa moved with her family from Baltimore to Ocean City when she was in the fifth grade. After college, she worked in Republican offices in Washington and as former Governor Bob Ehrlich's deputy chief of staff. She won her House of Delegates seat 4 years ago and began plotting the run for the Senate 2 years later. If she wins this race, she says, hers is one more vote in the Senate supporting Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes.
What that really does, it puts Maryland for the first time on a path of true two-party leadership, a true two-party system.
Of the senators targeted in the Republican Drive for Five, Mathias could be the most endangered, says Todd Eberle, a political science professor at St. Mary's College of Maryland.
So, you know, you're in a region where Governor Hogan won quite comfortably. You didn't win your re-election by a clear margin, and now a very popular governor has targeted you for defeat.
But Melissa Deckman, a political science professor at Washington College, says don't count him out. Mathias is about as conservative a Democrat as there is and a well-known commodity on the Lower Shore.
Voters really know him, I think, and respect him. And if anyone can survive this election cycle, I think he's the most likely to be the person to do so.
But Carosa says he isn't a strong enough voice for the shore. She points, for example, to his response to the opioid crisis.
The incumbent, Jim Mathias, sponsored a bill that would allow for taxpayer-funded, heroin-injected sites in our communities.
That bill, which died in committee, would have allowed community-based organizations, such as hospitals and clinics, to open centers where drug users could obtain sterile needles and syringes and have their drugs tested for impurities. Staff would be able to respond immediately to overdoses. Studies have shown that such sites significantly reduce overdose deaths. On her door bumping trips, Carosa stresses her connection to Governor Hogan. And then she runs into Bob McDonnell, a retired Baltimore County cop who is working in his front yard.
I'm not a huge Hogan fan, but it's better than the alternative.
But Hogan couldn't do much with that Democratic majority, she explains.
With Governor Hogan's second term and having more reinforcements in the state Senate, he'll be able to do more, and that's...
That would be nice.
It all depends on the Drive for Five, she says. I'm Joel McCord on the Eastern Shore for 88.1 WYPR.